What's your tea, girl?
You know, we got lots of tea to spill.
There's so much tea to spill. The beginning of the year. I'm still not over the fact that it feels like the dial has shifted. And when the dial shifts on our culture, we lose people.
Yeah.
You know, the first day of the year was Natalie Cole. And I listened to Natalie Cole's music every single day of my life. And I tell you why. I have these playlists on my iTunes. I still do iTunes, my iPods and stuff. I'm not on Spotify. And these jazz vocal playlists, and they range from everyone from Vera Lynn to Natalie Cole to Miles Davis to, you know, Tony Tennille, you know.
I don't know if people realize the extent of your music collection.
Yeah.
So if you guys are just tuning in to What's the Tea, or you've been longtime listeners, or you've been longtime Rue fans, Rue's music collection can you know, go up against anybody out there.
Yeah.
And vinyl and all digital. And I mean, you've got it all.
I've got it all. And I listen to Natalie Cole every single day because it comes on somewhere. But I also, and I'm going to try to say this without getting too choked up right now, because, you know, today we found out about David Bowie, right? And I listen to him constantly. He's in there too. You know,
your David Bowie to you is what Madonna was to me.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you know, I said this story before backtrack. And we found out today that he had passed away.
Yes.
When I was 14, I would carry a magic marker with me everywhere I went, and I would write the name Bowie on everything.
So you're the graffitier.
I'm the graffitier. And he still does represent it so much of my philosophy. As an outsider, I was always an outsider.
Right.
I felt like the boy who fell to earth, you know? And he represented that. And he also, in his approach to pop culture and as a pop star, as a rock star, he always did it with such a wink. He didn't take himself too seriously.
And class. Yeah.
And it was evident in how he was able to switch his persona and leave it behind to go to a new one.
Yeah, that never came. When Ziggy Stardust was done, it was done.
It was done. And then, Aladdin Sane or The Thin White Duke or any of his incarnations.
Yeah.
So it was like a study of a construct of a rock star. So I related to that. It was art.
Yeah.
I related to that because that's how I see my life on this planet, as go have fun, but don't get too attached to any idea or incarnation of who you think you are. Have fun with it. So when this morning when I found out, I literally my face hurts from crying so much. And I didn't know, first of all, I didn't know he's going to die, but I didn't know that I would have that reaction.
But that's funny that you didn't know it when I was awake because my daughter was ill.
Yeah.
So it was 2:38 and I looked at my phone and my girlfriend had texted me because she lives in the United Kingdom. And I was like, oh, my. So I texted you at 2:40 in the morning while I was having a wee.
Mm-hmm.
And all I visioned was you bawling and your puffy red eyes. And, you know, basically what I walked into today when I saw you. I knew it.
Yeah.
Because I knew what he represents to you. And me, I came onto David Bowie later in life. I didn't really – because I was so into hardcore punk and not into kind of that – I can't even classify what David Bowie was, because the thing about Bowie is he was and will always be a work of art.
Yeah.
Because he did not care what anybody thought about him, what anybody thought about his music. He did what he had to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it wasn't so far out that people couldn't hone in on it and get it.
Right.
People got it. And not only did they get it, it motivated people. And that's what I love about David Bowie. You know?
Now, your friend emailed you because Angie Bowie is
in the Big Brother house. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, Angie Bowie's in the Big Brother house and David Bowie just died. And I was like, died? What are you talking about? And then I just did a quick Google and I was like,
oh my goodness.
I couldn't even believe it. And then I didn't really care about Angie. Sorry. I don't know her. I know you and I know what David Bowie meant to you.
So Angie Bowie's in the Big Brother house. Do you know if they've told her yet?
So they told her off camera.
Yeah.
And, what you saw is not the full deal. You know,
right,
what you saw is not the full deal. Because I know at first she was like saying, you know, I didn't, I haven't seen him in 20, 30 years or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And their son doesn't talk to her. Mm-hmm. And she blames him for the son not talking to her. She thinks that he poisoned the well with their son, Duncan. But I don't know what the real deal is. But I felt like as a mother, don't you want to reach out to your child? So there's a whole bunch of stuff
I'm sure.
But she opted to stay in the house and she broke down and reality hit her.
Right.
Whether she's been with him or not, he was a big part. She kept his name.
She kept the name. Yeah, they were married for several years, and mm-hmm. I think they divorced in 73.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Something like
he's
that.
He's been married to Iman since 80.
Well, they've been together
90
for 20 something years.
Yes, yeah, but they didn't get married late till later. They have a daughter.
Yeah, Alexandria.
Yeah.
Wow. I it still really hasn't hit me yet. But speaking of Big Brother, we have an interview with Tiffany Pollard, New York, who is actually in the Big Brother house, the UK Big Brother house. And we recorded this interview right before she went into the house. Now, I watch Big Brother UK.
Yes.
You got me hooked on because I started watching it when you were on
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the word from all the kids in there is that it's just mind-boggling boring.
Boring. Very boring.
Is it?
Oh, so boring.
But don't
would
you guys
ever
play
do
games?
It?
I would never do that.
Because they would pay you anything.
But listen, if I were in there, what I would do is I would play Dirty Charades the whole time.
You don't think I did?
But they don't film that.
No, they don't film it. No.
They film it, but they don't show it.
They might have shown a little when we were playing it. I don't know. Did they not?
I never saw you
we
guys
We did
playing
that. We played Dirty Charades. We played I'm going to the market and I'm going to get apples, bananas. We did all those games. Yeah. I even turned it into Living Room Olympics where we had to try to hurdle the couch.
Yeah.
And like we were doing all that because it is by far. It's not the stuff you see on TV that's you're doing that barely ever. One every 3 days. We barely had any tasks because our house was so insane.
Because I had the insane house. Yeah,
but highest ratings ever. Thank you.
Yeah.
But with that said, it's the downtime you have to prepare for because there's literally nothing to do.
See, I have no problem with that. You know, I'm a loner. I can spend a lot of time by myself. But what I have a problem with is being around other people who are bothering me.
Well, that's what they're counting on, baby. Yeah. They ain't paying you to sit there and be by yourself. I love to be by myself too. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of two teenage girls. My me time is my solace. You know what I mean? I mean, I love it. It's a respite. So for you to be in that house with people that you're not going to get on with is the magic. The thing is with this house this season, they're all they're all alphas, which could be good and bad for obvious reasons, but they're all divas in a sense that they don't want to belittle themselves and talk to those people. Like they all feel like I'd rather go in the diary room, say I'm leaving. Jonathan Cheban left.
Right.
He was like, but I don't want to do this. I'm bored. I don't need the money. Bye. But if you walk, you don't get paid.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
You don't get paid?
If you walk?
Yeah.
No. If you're evicted, yes.
Uh-huh.
If you walk on your own, you don't get the monies.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yep.
Wow. Well, obviously, we taped the interview with Tiffany Pollard before she went in.
Yes.
So how do you think she's going to do in there? How is she doing?
She's not doing much. And that worries me about her. I think she, I love me some New York, but I don't think she's, this is not her cup of tea because she's a fish out of water. She doesn't know where to fit in. And she said, I just don't like any of these people. It's not my thing.
She said that on the
camera.
Show. Oh, wow.
She was like, I just don't like any of them.
Because she was starting a little something with Winston, but when Winston did his thing, the anti-gay thing, that turned everybody against him. But I don't see her relating to anybody.
That's the problem. She feels like she doesn't relate. And I don't think it's not because there's no people of color. That's not it.
Right.
Because she's a smart girl. Yeah. People cannot kick it the way she kicks it. Nobody's on her level. The young ones are too young because Tiffany's like 33 or 34. Like she's, and then the older ones I think are too boring for her.
Well, I could see her getting on with David Guest.
100%.
Angie Bowie is probably too brash.
Well, they've been fighting, her and Angie.
Oh, they have been fighting. Yeah. Okay.
But they keep making up.
Uh-huh.
They're fighting, making up.
Yeah.
There's a lot to learn from Angie Bowie.
I'm sure with Tiffany, it's hard for her to understand what they're saying because I can't understand what a lot of times they're saying. Even the announcers is, coming up on tonight on Big Brother.
At 58. That's a Geordie accent. That's a tough one to understand. Liverpool is tough to understand. All the different dialects. And yeah, Marcus Bentley has a very strong Geordie
He's
accent.
He's the announcer.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I love
it is difficult, but that's part of the fun. Like, get in on it, you know, and say, oh my God, teach me some of these words. Scouse, Liverpool accent, Scouser, they have the best slang. Like, she should get in there and get involved. And even some of the girls were like, why don't you try to get involved more?
Yeah.
So I think that's the key. I tried, you know, to give her some tips, but it's like, you got girl. Sometimes you just got to live it. You got to go. You just got to go.
We'll see how she lasts.
That's it.
We're going to listen to this interview with Tiffany Pollard, who I just adore her.
Yeah.
She's absolutely lovely. We'll see how long she lasts in here. And
no matter what, we love her.
We do love her. And hopefully, you know, we won't have to endure too many more. You know, you get to a certain age and people do start to make their exit. And it is heartbreaking.
Aww.
And I know that we all, you know, I'm in an age where, my idols, they're all, in fact, I read that Madonna said that her first concert in Detroit
was David Bowie.
I bet it was that same concert I saw, which was the Station to Station tour in 1976.
Well,
I bet it was the same
first
one.
First concert was Sean Cassidy. I think he's doing fine. Probably somewhere in Ohio with 8 children.
Well, you know, there are worse things, you know. But
true.
I did meet David Bowie one time.
What was that like for you?
I met him up at Denise Rich's house on Fifth Avenue. Mm-hmm. I remember him saying, "Hello, I'm David Bowie." We shook hands. I don't remember anything after that.
Mm, I bet.
Because it was all my brain. I was just trying to keep calm and cool, collected. Actually, it was a dinner party. I excused myself from the party, went downstairs, went a block away and started screaming and crying.
Did you?
Because I'd finally met David Bowie. And I never went back to the party. I actually walked. This was at Fifth Avenue.
You didn't go back?
Didn't go back. I walked home from there and I live
you
in
the
West
Village. You didn't want to
talk? Didn't want to talk. I just needed to get it out of my system because it's very cool. I don't freak out when I meet those people.
I'm just,
hello, great to see you. No, no, no. I left the party and walked home from 61st and Fifth Avenue down to the West Village, you know, blocks. And my head was swollen.
Yeah.
I was because this is one of my idols. He taught me to question authority, to dance to my own drummer. And I will be forever grateful for that. I think the reason that I am RuPaul supermodel of the world is because of my love for David Bowie.
I just wanted to ask you this. Are you the original supermodel?
No, I think that
of the world.
I think I'm the I did go to the Janice Dickinson school of yodeling.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
How'd that work out for you?
It was good. I yodel, hey ho.
Wow, she worked magic on you.
Up next as our guest, Tiffany Pollard.
Yay.
I Love New York is right after this break.
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Yay.
Making a website has never been easier because they make it so easy to make a website.
That too?
A website. You can make a website with Squarespace.
I like web spices too because they are delicious.
Delicious. Now you can make a gorgeous website in minutes using their beautiful templates and simplistic drag and drop platform. That's close to my heart.
Who does not like a drag and drop?
That's right. Now, when you're ready to purchase a plan, get 10% off with the offer code RU. That's squarespace.com, offer code RU. Hey, Michelle, we've got a brand new sponsor called Curly Clips.
Curly Clips.
I love saying Curly Clips.
Me
now,
too.
Curly Clips is a hair extension company that services people with afro to curly hair.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it right. Afro textured hair.
Yes. I would say women of color, but there's a lot of Mediterranean
sorts
of different ethnicities that have this type of hair. And I think the frustration is trying to match the texture.
Yeah. In fact, our producer, he's sitting right here, he has that type of hair.
He does. He's a Jewish man. He's what we would call a Jewfro.
That's right. He's got the perfect texture of hair for curly clips.
Curly clips.
Yes. I love just saying that.
Me too.
Curly clips. Now, if you need and love hair extensions, go to curlyclips.com with the offer code RU and you can get yourself some curly clips.
You get $10 toward any curly clips purchased by visiting curlyclips.com. curlyclips.com and using the promo code RU. But here's the thing. It's Curly Clips with two Ks.
That's right, honey. Because if it was one more K, they'll go get us in trouble with the NAACP.
Shut your mouth. curlyclips.com.
We've got our special guest here. Tiffany Pollard is here. You know her as New York.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here, Ru.
Really?
Michelle, thank you guys so much for having me.
Now, I would think that New York radio would have courted you to do morning radio or some kind of radio as a host or something. Have you ever done that?
I have heard it, but usually I like to drink well and through the night, so I'm not going to wake up early enough to get up and do a radio spot.
Amen, B. You're giving them way too much credit, baby.
What?
New York radio don't think that way, girl.
But no, I would think so because you're known for being New York.
They're not that creative.
That's what they would do.
Yeah, they're not that creative. Well, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
It is not like that anymore. You know, gone are the greats. I want Wendy's spot, you know.
Right.
She used to do New York radio for a long time. I could see myself taking that over.
And you are actually from New York, right?
I am. Born and raised New Hartford, New York.
Where's that?
Where's New Hartford?
Way upstate where it's cold. You guys don't want to come.
Not near Buffalo.
Like Buffalo, New York?
Yes. Oh. See what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are not going to come unless I'm throwing a fabulous dinner party.
Yeah.
You still might not make
it. That's the tundra.
See?
It really is. Now, did you still have family up there?
I do. All my beloved family is still there. They
Why
love
do you think
me.
They
cheer
stay?
Me on. I don't know. I mean, if you're not doing the Hollywood thing, you know, you're going to want to stay where you're from, you know?
I guess.
But they roll out the red carpet when I come.
I'm sure they do. But I've never understood that about people who are in those cold places.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't understand why they stay.
It's roots.
I would have to attest. It would be roots because who wants to scrape the snow from their car?
Oh, my goodness.
If you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because where you're from, it gets like 6 feet high with snow on the
Go
side
higher.
Of the road.
Raise
higher?
Your arm way higher. Yeah, like snow to the heavens. Like, it's just ridiculous. You know, you get snowed in, piled in, but there's nothing left but to make Campbell's soup and make love. But, I mean, if that's what they want to do, do it.
And so, and what got you out of there?
Drive. Ambition. Knowing that I'm being picked on so much that there has to be any place but here.
Picked on by who?
Oh my gosh, high school was just the worst. You know, I'm sporting different hairstyles. Mm. I'm wearing way too much makeup. Your jeans are too tight. I just never really fit in where I was from.
Really?
Never.
Who was your Ace Boone Coon?
Oh my gosh. there were a couple, but they would have to be guys.
Yeah.
Bucky was definitely one of those.
What Bucky has D?
Bucky.
What has Bucky D?
Oh, Bucky.
You know what Bucky did? Bucky kept me grounded. Bucky kept me going on, you know, and I have to say that Bucky is responsible for me being here today because he always kept me elevated and we traveled, you know, he kept me cultured in a way where, you know what? We're not just going to leave you here being picked on. Let's go see the world. Mm-hmm. So seeing Vegas, seeing Cali, seeing all these little places, I knew I would fit in out here. Mm-hmm. Like, this was the place that I should have always been.
Wow. Are you still in touch with Bucky?
Oh, my gosh. Bucky is my ace.
Aw.
Just as jealous as he could be, though. So that's why he's still over there, but I'm here. But
what do you mean jealous? Bucky's still in New Hartford?
Oh, I don't kiss the mic. Thinking about Bucky. Oh, yeah. Bucky. What you talking about?
No, but wait a minute. So Bucky is still in New Hartford?
Bucky is still in Utica, New York, upstate New York.
Utica. Uh-huh. That's the city I know.
Uh-huh.
See, wait, girl. Michelle,
I don't know
you've
no
been
Hartford.
Out. You've been holding
Utica.
Out. Talk to me, girl.
Well, no, I don't know it that way, girl. I just heard of it. I've seen it on a map instead of New Hartford. You got New Hartford, I think, in Connecticut.
Yes. So Bucky's still there doing his business. Very
freezing
successful.
His ass off.
Freezing his nuts and ass off.
Uh-huh.
But he's a great guy. You know, he's really responsible.
Was it a romantic relationship?
It was for many years.
Yeah.
You know, any man that I'm going to spend time with and be in close encounters with, you know, it's going to go there just because I want to see what the dick is going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, so we, you know, and it was love. It was definitely love in between and things like that. And I love Bucky so much. He's a dear friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So with Bucky was the first person to sort of usher you out of New Hartford and take you to different cities and stuff. And then how long before you permanently left New Hartford, and where did you go?
Oh, boy. You know, getting a taste of Los Angeles and then getting a taste of California on my own, I actually asked my Uncle Stevie for some money. He gave me like $3,000 or $4,000. I said, look, I need this. There's something bigger than me going on. I need to travel. So he gave me some startup money. I came out here to LA.
You came here first?
By myself.
Wow.
After seeing Vegas, I needed to see LA. There was another friend kind of who stayed out here in Cali. I didn't really know him that great. I was literally walking down Hollywood Boulevard. Uh-huh. And at this time, you know, I only had like $30 for a purse. So I'm mm-hmm. purse shopping. Mm-hmm. And then this guy walks up to me. He's like, you would be great for the show that I'm casting for.
Literally, just walking down the street.
Literally.
That's what dreams are made of. Mm.
I pass him up. I go into the store. I ignore him. He walks into the store. I want your information. I'm casting for a love show. Are you single? I tell him, yeah, 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 I'm single. Winds up its Flavor of Love.
Uh-huh. Wow. Changed your life.
Changed my life. And now I'm sitting here right now.
Wait, okay, so you gave him your information. And then yes. What was the next thing that happened?
Oh, my gosh. The next.
He called you.
Yeah. Well, they called me.
Yeah.
It was a little bit higher up. I'm like, maybe this guy has some truth to his story. Mm-hmm. Terrence Martin. I'll mm-hmm. never forget his name. You know, and they wanted me to come in and have an audition. I think it was Mindless Entertainment at that time, 51 Minds. Mm-hmm. And the rest is really history.
So then you went on Flavor of Love, where a big breakout star.
So
and then the next.
I loved that show.
I loved that show, too. Oh, then the next season. You got your own show? How did that
work? No, you did two seasons of Flavor
sure
of Love.
Sure did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Out here
yeah.
in L.A.
I got you.
Out here in L.A.
And then she got I Love New York.
Girl,
so
yes.
So then I Love New York came the 3 years later after the Hollywood Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Or?
You know, those shows really go back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, once they cook, they want to cook.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So
yeah.
pretty much it was just like back to back. You know, they let me go home, regroup, and heal up. You know, because my heart was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it really, though, for real?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Was it really?
Michelle, you got to realize, I'm coming here from upstate New York. Uh-huh. So I'm just gullible. So right. I'm thinking this is a real deal love uh-huh. situation.
But you didn't seem uh-huh. gullible to us viewers. That's what we fell in love with about
that was survival mode.
Yeah, okay, I got gotcha.
But the heart was just totally open and aiming for, you know, that love connection.
Yeah. And you talk Aww, about survival yeah, mode. You. Where did that survival mode come from? Who do you most take after, your mother or father?
Oh, my goodness. Well, dealing with females, it would have to be my mother.
Uh-huh.
Because she is just the cattiest.
Right, because she was on the show with you.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. I would need her to be on the show to weed out the fakes. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Your mother is a hard ass.
Yes, she is. Thank her for that edge. Yeah. Because that edge, like, you know, Tiffany, look, I'm not raising no punk ass bitch. You know, yeah. you're going to fight.
No, mom was like, mom was Omarosa. Remember?
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Exactly. My mother yeah. does not play.
No.
And that, you know, her strength is really what kept me in the house.
Yeah.
To deal with those
yeah.
women. Oh, my gosh. It was like the worst situation ever. Let me readjust my wig. Just thinking about that.
Because, girl. Michelle, now tell me the premise. The premise, yes. the first was Flavor of Love. He's looking for love. And yes. there's a house full of women.
Yeah, they got nicknames. He nicknamed them all.
Yes.
That's how New York came about. Right. And there was Boots. And
did they get eliminated one
yes,
by one?
They would. One by one. Sometime two to three by, you mm-hmm. know. It was just depending on the night and how he was feeling.
Did he eliminate girls? Or did... Was there a jury?
Well, I'm
a judge?
Sure. No, it was him, but I'm sure the producers.
I see. Right. Yeah.
Well, see, I won't chime in on that.
You don't have to. You
Michelle
don't,
knows a lot about yeah. what she's talking
yeah.
about.
and then the next season of it. Here, I'm going to go.
We'll get you a water.
You.
So the next season, they brought New York back because New York was clearly the friggin' breakout star.
Right.
And she didn't win season one.
I did not.
So
I
they and
not.
She was heartbroken. So they brought her back on season
I
two.
I see. Who did win season one?
Season one. It was won by Hoops.
Yo Hoops, right.
Yeah, Yo Hoops.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you still talk to any of those girls?
I do not. You know who I am?
Oh, my God. I do
but
not.
But you said, do you know who you do still talk to?
I do still keep in contact with Red Oyster. And she's from season one. Mm-hmm. We just had this. We had this understanding at the beginning of the house. She knew I was going to be the boss bitch, and she was fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still fine with
and
that.
And Hoops married Shaq.
Yeah. Oh, are they married now?
Yeah. yeah.
Hoops married
oh, wow.
Shaquille O'Neal. Really?
Who I heard has a small willy.
Wait, really? No, he bet not,
girl. You know who told me that? Blue Cantrell.
Oh, okay.
Really? Now, can you say that on the radio? Are they going to sue? Is he going to sue you for that?
I said I heard. I don't know for a fact. Right. It ain't slanderous if you didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. She had said that she had a girlfriend who was with him. And maybe it was Hoops. I don't know. But she still married him.
Right. That would be such a tragedy to have such a small sailboat.
But I said maybe it's like, you know, the objects in this mirror appear because he's so big, maybe in proportion.
Or perhaps she's so huge.
Or that it's like going about dog into the Lincoln Tunnel.
Exactly. It could be that too. Yeah. So you stay in touch with Red Lobster?
No, girl. Red Oyster.
Red Oyster.
Red Lobster! You can eat breakfast.
I'm getting hungry now.
And you're friends with her. And where was she from?
We're acquaintances. She's from Southern California. Uh-huh. You know, I think I vibed with her because she was actually on the show and still married. And nobody knew that.
Oh.
You know, she was a scandalous little hoe.
She's a stunt queen.
So I can't blame a bitch.
So then the next season, we're going to take a real quick break, but I want to ask you about this thing because it's interesting to me, you know, and your ascension into Hollywood. Yeah. It's a brilliant story. Dreams are made of, like Amen. Michelle said. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Tiffany Pollard. New York is in the house. I love Squarespace. I think you all just about know that by this point. Squarespace makes it so easy to get yourself a website that you love and that expresses who you are. Now, you can get a free trial with no credit card required just by going to squarespace.com. And when you're blown away and ready to confirm a plan, just use the offer code RUE and get 10% off. Now, many of our friends out there have done this and they are here to testify. Michelle, you've got letters.
Preach.
Yes.
Hi, RUE and Michelle. My name is Alexander Rivera. I'm a graphic designer that does fashion, lifestyle, and beauty design. Ooh,
I love that.
Squarespace has really changed the game of designing my site. My website is alexanderriveradesign.com, and I feel like Squarespace upgraded it to the next level. I love that. I've been getting more compliments on it than other services I've used in the past and getting more coins, too.
Oh, coins. Yes, bring the coins.
The best part is that it's super easy to use. It's easier than learning how to talk. I don't know if that's easy.
I don't know about that.
Depending on your ethnicity.
Yeah.
I literally just upload my work and poof, there it is, ready to be seen by the masses. After I started using it, all my friends started to follow because of how simple it was to use. Thanks again, Alexander Rivera.
We thank you, Alexander, for using Squarespace and supporting our gorgeous podcast here. Now, if you want to do what Alexander did and go make yourself a gorgeous website, just go to squarespace.com with the offer code RU and you'll be getting a great deal and keeping our web space.
Our podcast.
Yes, that too.
That's the one. Free.
Yes, that's right. Also,
thanks again to Squarespace and keep sending in your websites. We'd love to talk about them. RuPaulPodcast@gmail.com. That's RuPaulPodcast@gmail.com. Tell us how much you love us. And also all about your website on Squarespace.
All right. We are back with Tiffany Pollard. New York is in the house. And we before the break, we were talking about your experience in getting to Hollywood, getting on Flavor of Love. Mm-hmm. They asked you back a second time.
Yes.
And how much of a break was there between those two seasons?
It wasn't much of a break. I would want to say literally I knew that I would be back up and running within a month.
Yeah.
Within a month.
Did you see the show air before they started filming in?
Yes. I saw the whole thing play out, my heart being tossed to the side. So I was just, you know what? No, I think I'm wrong.
Because
she was filming it.
And then you filmed it again.
Right.
You didn't get to see it before you went into season two?
What the fuck?
Did you pre-film it? Okay, here's a good question. Did you pre-film it months in advance or did you film it live, like week to week?
Week to week.
Okay, so she probably wouldn't have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Week to week. You know what? I think that, pretty much season two was going to go down as season one was airing kind of thing. But how they have to protect the reunion show type of thing?
Yeah. Right.
So that's what threw me off. Mm. I'm like, wait, was this live time, real time or what? But yeah.
Yeah. And so then by the time season two aired, you were a breakout star.
Well, that's what they call me. You know, I don't really wear labels. I'm like, what is a star? I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like pretty much we want you back. People are talking about you. Let's have you back.
A star is something that is shiny and bright and that people want to look at.
I like that.
And that's what you are.
Can I tell you why I fell in love? Why I fell in love with New York? I fell in love with New York because, for obviously, the attitude. She was a bitch. Yeah. And, she, you know, she was who she was. And I'm always drawn to that character. We all are. Especially the gay men. Mm-hmm. But visually, and this is not a diss, this is a compliment. She looked like Lamb Chop, Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop. Uh-huh.
The way, and Lamb Chop, such, oh my God.
But Lamb Chop brought me so much joy as a kid. Uh-huh. I swear to God, I didn't miss that show.
Oh my God, uh-huh.
And Lamb Chop's sweet little face with the heavy eyelashes and the
smile.
But that's what New York was to me, that I was like, oh my God, she's like a brown, beautiful Lamb Chop. Brought to life.
People said that to you before?
Have you ever heard that?
You know what? I have heard that I look like a puppet, so now, yeah, I'm going to
But it's the cutest, it's the iconic of all puppets.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop. Yes. Yeah.
It was a big thing in the 70s?
It was 60s and 70s.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Okay.
And so, when did you put on your first pair of eyelashes?
Oh my goodness.
Who taught you how to do it?
I think that I was wearing so much eye makeup on season. Yeah, look at me. I'm the lamb.
Uh-huh. Yes!
Oh my gosh, I'm that lamb.
You're the cute little lamb.
I'm that lamb, bitches. Y'all better back up.
So cute. Lamb Chop had the only lashes. That's why we're talking about that.
I think I had my first pair of lashes and it became an obsession on set. Because this is the first time I was ever in professional makeup, mind you.
Wow.
So you didn't put them on yourself? You waited till makeup?
Yeah. So, you know, they're telling us we got to get you guys ready for a reunion show. And, you know, I'm wearing all this makeup. I'm throwing it on. I'm from upstate New York, so I don't know exactly what I'm doing. Mm. And then it's like they painted me for reunion show number one, and she put these big lashes on. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I need these in my life forever and ever. So, yeah, that's when I fell in love.
So you didn't wear them season one? You did not wear them season one. You just wear makeup.
I just clabbed on a lot of mascara, a lot of heavy black shadow.
I don't think I remember her ever without them.
Yeah.
That's ever. So funny.
Wow. And and so have you ever worn lower lashes?
You know, I go big or I stay home.
Yes.
You know, I have the wider eye, so I mean, I can really carry a heavy lash.
But what about the lower lashes on the down here?
Real, for some reason, baby, they don't want to stay on me.
It's because they're not meant for girls. They're meant for drag queens.
Okay.
Well, no.
Do I have too many tears in my tear ducts?
No. The trick is.
I can't
do them. The trick is to cut them up into slices.
Really?
You take the strip.
Okay.
You cut it into either three. I usually do three slices.
On the bottom,
slices.
Too? Okay.
On the bottom, yeah.
Okay.
And that way I could get that magnifying mirror and get right in there on that hairline and put them in, like, you know, and do that thing, and they look great. But that's the key. That's the key to the upper lashes too, by the way, is cut them and up. Blah, blah.
See, I can't do that. I can't do that three.
Why?
Because I feel when I tried them, like, they would come uneven, and because your eyes are cousins. They're not sisters. Like,
yeah, but that's exactly why you should cut them up into three pieces, because it becomes more organic to your eye. Mm-hmm. And you put, you know, you cut, and they can be an overlap in certain areas.
Yeah.
And it'll,
that's true.
It gives you that J-Lo thing. You know, J-Lo does that thing where it looks like they look like that.
Yeah.
You know?
You can also buy a lash that does that.
Yeah, but putting on a strip.
I love a strip.
But putting on a strip is more difficult than putting on, dipping
the individual.
Those.
I can't do individual.
Three.
Put
it's
it
only
in the thirds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut it in the thirds.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Nice.
It's perfect. So now, so season two ends of Flavor of Love, and they say, okay, we want to do your own show. Who came up with the concept for your own show?
Well, of course, the network did.
Yeah. And it was on VH1.
It was on VH1. I was conflicted. You know, I didn't know what I was feeling at the time. I told them, I said, you guys, I got to go home. I got to let my heart heal. I was really feeling Flav. Okay, go home. Do what you need to do. Do you want us to send you to Miami? I think they sent me to like Miami to go clear my mind or whatever. And I did. And then I decided to do it. I decided to do my own love show. They came up with the concept. They knew that I would need my mother to do it because she was such a big part of, you know, just keeping me level-headed and knowing what would be the right fit for me. So.
And how did they prepare? How did they prepare your mother for reality TV?
They didn't need to, girl.
Yeah, there was no preparation involved, Michelle. You're so correct. Mm. It was just pretty much, okay, we're just gonna let your mom be herself, kind of thing. We're not gonna prep Sister Patterson. You know, my mom was so sweet. She just really wanted to be there to support me. So she didn't stay in the house a lot of the time. Like, mm-hmm. we literally had to keep her away because if she saw all that was going on. Mm-mm. Mom wasn't going to have it.
Right.
So they literally like set her up in her beautiful, you know, trailer outside, you know, let her go shopping and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I did the dirty work.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because the premise of your show was the same as Flav's. There were suitors who would come and court you.
Yeah. They were cute.
And you would choose, and they would be eliminated. Do they all live in a house together?
They did. They all lived with me in the home. But the thing is that the producer had to, like, they had to come and sit with me and say, New York, you're not Flav. Like, the way you're coming off, like, you're sticking your tongue down all these guys' throats. Right. Guys are jealous. They're not like females. You know how the girls would sit around and Flav would just do whatever he wanted?
Yeah.
They're like, no, you can't approach guys like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing it in front of them. You have to take them to the side and kiss on them.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, okay, I can't be a G. I can't be a player. Right. They're like, no, you can't do that, girl. Like, try to be a little bit more discreet.
Right.
So I calmed it down a little bit.
Right. How many episodes of your show did you do? How many? Was it one season?
I did two.
Two seasons.
Yeah.
And did you walk away with a love interest?
I thought I did. I thought I did both seasons.
Which one was the first one?
The first season, I picked Tango. Tango, or a.k.a. Turtle
The white
man.
Boy? Was he one of the white
He
boys?
Was black. Yeah, TaylorMade was season two.
Okay.
That's the white guy. He's doing good. He's on Wall Street brokering and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He just sent his kid to college. She's doing good. What up, Asia?
Uh-huh. But wait, wasn't Jennifer Hudson's husband?
Yes, girl. Okay. Now that season, I want to go Punk. Yeah, Punk was season two. He was in the house. I never slept with him.
No.
See, any man that I'm going to feed pizza to and strawberries dipped in chocolate and you're going to fall asleep on me, you don't deserve the cat.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we never did anything, but we just sleep in the same bed together. But more power to Jay Hood. I'm glad she got him.
Yeah.
She took him off my hands. I don't want him.
So in real time, you actually did sleep with some of the guys?
It really depended on what my appetite was at the moment. Yeah, I slept with one of or two of them. Yeah.
And was this chronicled on camera, or the producers were privy to it, or
did it happen after?
I had to let y'all know, honestly, I didn't give a damn. Staying in the house for 30 days straight, I know I needed my needs met. So, you know, a girl's going to let at least 10 to 15 days pass.
Yeah.
Then once I kind of, you know, giving you that look, it's like, come see me.
Yeah.
Come see me.
And they did. She had her own bedroom.
Yeah, come see me.
Come see me in my bedroom.
Oh, was that the tagline?
Yeah. No, but like, she, right? Tonight they get to spend with New York in this private, in her private room.
And what was your fondest memory of that whole experience? And that show was called
I Love New York.
I Love New York.
Yes.
What was your fondest memory of that whole experience?
Just being in charge, feeling like I'm empowered, feeling like, you know, I did give my heart to Flav. I gave him my all in all and not being picked. But I felt like it was my moment, you know, to figure out if this thing was going to work. I literally put my heart on the table. I let the guys know I wasn't there for TV. Mm-hmm. You know, looking back now, it's so weird to really be honest with myself and say I really wasn't there for the cameras. Mm-hmm. I feel like, was I supposed to be? Like, this was Hollywood. But not to me, it wasn't. It was real for me.
What would you have done differently?
I think I would have guarded my... Don't start.
Yeah. You would have guarded your heart.
I would have guarded myself a little bit more because the last one I did get engaged to, you know, I thought that this
Which
was,
one? TaylorMade?
Yeah.
That's right!
Yeah, I got engaged with him. But, you know, I'm here from upstate New York, so it's like, this is real for me, but I think I would have just guarded myself a little bit more. Because obviously it's
still a little
bit touchy.
Because what did you know? You went in there as a kid thinking...
Like, oh shit, I'm about to land a husband.
Yeah.
Like, this is my future.
Right.
Let's do this, you know, game on. But there were so many actors in the house, porn stars, just people there to just get their 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. Who was a porn star?
Oh my goodness. Who wasn't a porn star? Like, seriously, they were all over the place. They were on The Flavor of Love, For the Love of Ray J, I Love New York. Like, these people were just going mad.
And so now, I've always wondered, you know, you are a reality show veteran. television. You're like the queen of reality shows.
Well, thank you.
Have you ever thought of opening a sort of an agency or a consulting firm that would consult people before they go on to a reality show and after, like a sort of a therapist?
Yeah, you need it
for that.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you tell people? If a young girl from Ithaca is going to say she's going to go on some love show. Yeah. What would you tell her to prepare for this?
I would really tell her to get her hopes up, to get excited, because I believe in life, the best is always to come, you know. And I would just tell her to be herself, don't compromise, but just to have fun. I think a lot of people miss that mark of just having fun, and they get too serious and mm-hmm. they get too much. I want to one up this one or one up that one. And they don't run their own individual race. So mm-hmm. I think being yourself is the most important part. And then secondly, having fun mm-hmm. and making it your own.
Right. Right. And what about the people who have been in those situations, who have been on reality shows? How do you prepare them for life after?
Oh,
what would
gosh.
You do? What kind of thing would you, what did you do?
I think I'm so rare. I think the fame really got to me. Like, I had to sit down with a therapist. Just because people coming up to me, I'm trying to buy milk in the grocery store, like the simplest things, you know. And for a while, I was on Xanax mm-hmm. just to like keep calm, because that's not the part that anybody can prepare you for.
It's true.
You know, I'm from a small town, mm-hmm. so people coming here, coming there, it was a lot, you know. But now, living here for the past 11 years, mm-hmm. I get it now. Mm. That comes with the territory. So I'm much able to more prepared to handle those types of situations.
Right, right.
It's not easy at first, though.
No. Especially being so young.
Yeah.
Youth has a lot to do with it.
It's small. Yeah. It's a small town, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, who is this? I was so paranoid.
Yeah.
Oh, because people would come up to you.
Oh my gosh, girls in the bathroom. Like, seriously? Like, I'm in the stall. You're
right.
Bamming on my stall. Like, just the weirdest scenarios.
Yeah. So it's been 11 years. So, and yeah. I know I've seen you several times. I've worked with you several times. You still don't drive.
Oh my gosh, this is so insane.
Tiffany.
No, hold on, Michelle, let me explain, okay? I'm just horrible with directions, and it's so much easier just to pay the guy to take me to where the hell I gotta
go. GPS.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
See, I like you, because there's no excuse. Now, let me tell you what I do want.
What?
So this is why this year it's going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I want me a Range Rover
okay.
with peanut butter interior.
Okay.
I want to drive it.
All right.
So I'm like literally going to finally like drive myself.
What color on the outside do you want it?
Oh my goodness, boo. It's got to be cream.
Oh, cream.
So fluffy. Nutter would be on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Peanut butter on the inside.
When's your birthday?
January 6th.
Oh, Aquarius. Capricorn.
Yep.
Capricorn.
Yeah.
Capricorn.
Capricorn. Uh-huh.
So cream on the outside, peanut butter on the inside.
Correct.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yes.
I love that.
And mama's going to push that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But you know, it makes, especially here in LA, it makes it so easy to just do Uber, you know.
And oh my gosh, see.
It's cheap here.
Uber.
It's cheap.
It
not
is.
Only that, but you know, when I'm being driven by someone, it takes all the stress off of the traffic. Because, you know, I believe there needs to be a traffic czar here in Los Angeles.
Someone,
because the traffic is out of hand.
See?
It's beyond.
So what would a traffic czar do?
You know what? You know, a couple of years ago, they took away the cameras that if you ran a red light, you would get a bill sent in the mail saying, bitch, we saw
they
you.
They have in London.
Yeah. But, and they do it in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
They don't do it in LA. But there should be cameras. And I'm doing this for everyone's safety. I'm saying this for everyone's safety.
Like that.
You know, there are people make these illegal left-hand turns, and it jeopardizes everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so also, you know, I saw on Santa Monica Boulevard, they were cutting trees during the middle of the day. So all of Santa Monica Boulevard, which was a main thoroughfare here, was blocked up because they had one lane closed.
During
like,
the day.
During the day.
To do this.
During the day. It's like somebody needs to say, you know what? Figure out a way to do that in the middle of the night so that it doesn't stop traffic.
Rent a floodlight.
Exactly.
Right.
Shine some light on the situation and chop down your cherry tree, George Washington.
Or do something. Make an arrangement. But you can't. It's out of hand. So you should be lucky. Why didn't you learn to drive in
Utica.
Ithaca? Utica. Not Ithaca.
That's Utica.
The other one. Yeah, Ithaca is the other one. That's
Ithaca, Utica.
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 Honestly, just because it's just so much easier just to like be on my phone or doing, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was raised very sheltered. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have to do much. Like mm-hmm. everything was always just done for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But how do you get by upstate without a driver's license? I grew up in New Jersey. You needed a driver's license.
Yeah. I guess just having parents and friends and, you know, it just made sense. I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. You have brothers and sisters?
I do.
And, but did they learn how to drive and stuff
yes.
too? They
yes.
did.
Tiffany.
But you were the baby?
Yes, I'm the baby.
That's why.
I'm the baby.
Is your mother going, go on, take the baby to school.
Well, see, I think she saw me fall off the bike so many times, so we stopped trying with that.
She was
that.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, we don't really want her to drive. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've done it a few times. Yeah. You know, it's cool after a while. But, like, literally, if I have to get somewhere, it's just easier to, like.
Yeah. And you have Uber. Don't you?
Yeah. I love Uber. I have Uber. This next one I'm about to do, I put it in my contract. Look, I need a huge SUV luxury vehicle. You guys, you want me to show up on set? Get me there.
Yeah.
There you
You're
go.
Like,
yeah.
No problem, Miss Pollard. We'll do that.
There yeah. you go. Yeah.
So before you came to Hollywood, what did you think your life would be? Did you want to be an actor? Did you want to model? What did you want to do?
There was so much floating around. I just knew that I didn't want to have to sit somewhere on a 9-to-5 and not utilize my personality.
Yeah.
My personality has always been a little bit more
yes.
than most.
Yeah.
So when you have something like that, you're not going to be content with just being that girl in the cubicle. You
right.
know?
Right.
Not to diss her.
Right.
Because she has her purpose in her place.
Absolutely.
But if you just got a little bit more going on, you know, you just got to get out. I just knew that there was something in me that needed to be cultivated and just shot out, you know, literally like a flower.
Yeah. I Love New York, were there other reality shows that approached you that you thought, I can't do this. I'm not going to do that one.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say there were so many reality shows that came my way, but I didn't feel like, I don't want to say it was fear. It wasn't that. I just felt like it wasn't going to be the right fit for me and like where I came from, you know, because people put a lot of, I don't want to use the word stress, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of weight on you when you do these shows and people say that they love you. I mean, I could pull up my phone now and there's quotes and mm-hmm. there's so many things that go behind that show still, even mm-hmm. though it's like a decade old.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I don't want to mess with it. You know yeah. what
right.
I mean? Like
right.
it's a little bit scary.
I just saw a GIF today. I have my the sites that I go to just to see what's happening. I saw a GIF today of her saying something. I don't remember. Something about, she was talking to some woman who said, I don't believe in premarital sex. She was talking to some woman in a pussycat wig, mm-hmm. talking about, and do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do remember
yes.
her.
Yeah.
This is New York Goes to Work.
Is that another show?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I've had about four. Yeah.
My goodness. I didn't even know there were so many.
Yeah. We're talking to Tiffany Pollard. We're going to take a real quick break. And we're going to see. Right now, Tiffany goes to break.
That's it.
But we're going to do some more in a minute. Hold on. Hey, we've got a brand new sponsor called Curly Clips.
Curly Clips.
That's right. They are premium hair extensions for people with curly to afro textured hair.
Yes.
And it is amazing. And these are beautiful, beautiful quality. And this is created by someone called Lana Boone, who's a fan of our show, and she's now sponsoring with us. I love this product. We just received boxes of Curly Clips.
Curly Clips.
Curly Clips. And the texture
gorgeous.
Is beautiful, and the quality is so so beautiful.
I want to add a few things here. First of all, it's 100% human hair.
Human hair.
So you could straighten it.
Yep.
You could curl it.
Sure.
Put it in a ponytail.
Why not?
And the thing is with Lana, what I love about her, she's a black woman with afro hair herself. She developed Curly Clips when she couldn't find clip-ins that matched her hair texture. And I have to say, that's the most frustrating thing.
Yeah.
Because when you go to get extensions or weave, you have to pay for the parking. You have
yeah.
to pay $800 just for the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get there, you have to have the stylist to put it in, to take them out.
Yeah.
the upkeep, then you got to take them out in 2 months and get it all doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Michelle.
It is unbelievable.
But the thing here is that you can clip in your curly clips, and it is perfection.
Yes,
change your hair in the blink of an eye.
And for decades, why the hair industry forcing consumers just to wear hair extensions in silky straight textures?
Preach.
Why are they not beautiful spiral textures?
You know what I'm saying?
Why are they not afro texture clipping?
Girl, you are preaching to the choir.
We don't all want to look like Sacagawea.
Who the hell is Sacagawea?
It's a beautiful Native American.
Oh, okay.
That helped the Mayflower or one of them.
Yes.
Go, you know.
Well, I'm sure if Sacagawea was up in here, she'd want her some curly clips.
I'm saying.
Because they're beautiful. Listen, guys, just go to curlyclips.com with K.
Yes.
These are K's.
Yeah.
And using our promo code RU. That's curlyclips.com. Offer code RU.
It's like Kris Jenner's lost child.
I know,
curly
right?
Clips. And here's the coolest thing before we wrap this.
Yeah.
They've got a YouTube channel that shows you how to care and style it, so you'll never get stuck after you purchase it.
I love that.
How smart is that?
All you got to do is punch in the words curly clips with a K. Mm-hmm. Both words have a K.
Yes.
So, and look at that YouTube page. I want to go there myself. I can't wait to see it.
Curlyclips.com.
I love it.
Curly Clips.
We are back with Tiffany Pollard. You're fabulous. I understand why they want to cast you in all these shows.
Oh, stop. But thank you. Keep going.
Because after Flavor of Love, there was I Love New York. And then there was a series called Tiffany Goes to Work.
Yes.
Tiffany Goes to College. Tiffany Goes to Disneyland.
Right.
What were the shows? How many more shows were there?
Oh, my goodness. I'd like to say it was I Love New York, season one, season two. New York Goes to Work. New York Goes to Hollywood. And I was marked to do I Love New York 3 and New York Goes to Work Part 2. But then there was that tragic murder that took place on I Love Money. So
everything
I was doing kind of got, you know, shit canned,
yes.
Literally.
Yeah.
So they had to put the cap on it. And
sure.
I get it. You know,
yeah.
Charge it to the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, I can't blame anyone personally for what went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to do those other shows. They were pretty much offering me real money at that time.
Wow.
Finally, like, damn. Okay. All these zeros.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
So, and what have you been doing since then? What is your life like?
My life is really, really good. I've always had, but I've since really found a really close connection and personal relationship with God. And I do a lot of appearances. I do a lot of speaking engagements. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I still make a lot of money off of the New York icon.
Good.
It's not hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy. All I have to do is make myself available.
Show up.
They want to show up. I like that, Michelle.
Yep.
Show up. They want to work.
Yes.
And I love that. I'm like, when does that end? Well, should I be asking?
Why does it have to end?
Let me stop asking that question. Yeah. But you know what it is? It's just so remarkable and unreal to me. It's like, this was a reality show. Why am I still getting paid off of this?
Right, right.
But why mess with it? You know what I mean?
Right.
No, why mess with it? So now let's talk hair. Now, this is something right up my alley. Now, tell me your criteria for hair. What are you looking for? How often do you go out and say, you know what? I work hard. Mm-hmm. I deserve some new hair.
I love it.
And where do you go?
I love it. Rue, Michelle, a girl don't have to buy hair no more. They send me hair.
You're kidding.
Yes. OXO, Hugs and Kisses Hair Company, is like the top of the line.
Yeah.
I wear, oh my gosh, I'm not wearing it today. I'm supposed to be wearing it right now.
But you can pretend like you do.
Okay,
you
can cut that little part
off. That's right, because this is not.
Yeah. You're wearing XOXO.
Yes, and it's Vietnamese hair. Mm. Straight off the head of Vietnamese women.
Wait.
And they bind
you got to say it again, please.
XOX hair.
What kind of girls?
It's Vietnamese hair.
Say it again.
It's Vietnamese hair. What did I do? Did I say it right?
Vietnamese.
Oh, wait. What did I
say? No, I like the way you say it.
I do too. She said Vietnamese.
She's a Vietnamese. That's the new way we're saying it.
Vietnamese.
It's Vietnamese.
You know what? Girl.
I will never say Vietnamese ever again.
Will never.
It will only be Vietnamese.
I love that. Go on.
So it's human hair.
It is. Mm. It is. They get it right off their scalp.
Yep.
And they get it. They do, though. They sent me pictures. This is why I want to get it, you know? They sent me pictures of how they collect the hair.
So
then they...
I don't want to know that.
They collect it from cuticle to cuticle.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why I know it's
they
not
leave their Vietnamese women bald?
They do. But they grow back. And then they'll obviously serve the purpose again.
Well, this is... This is human hair.
This is 100% human Vietnamese hair. And I just love it. It does everything that I need it to do.
Wait, now where do you store your wigs?
I'm probably...
I'm sorry. I'm ahead of myself. I get excited.
We're talking hair here.
Yeah. Where do you store your wigs?
I'm probably bad at it. You know what I do? I just get those stupid styrofoam heads and I just stick it on the shelves and closets.
Yeah. Does that work? Yeah.
Should I be putting them in bags or anything?
Well, it depends on how often you want to get to it. Okay. You know, how many wigs do you have?
I keep three in rotation and the other ones I kind of just tuck to the side until I want to go shorter.
And who cares for them, you?
Yeah. I need to have my hands in my own hair. That's how it kind of feels like it's mine.
Right? Yes.
You know, I just want to do it myself, kind of.
And so, and how do you clean? Now Matthew has for years used Murphy's oil soap.
Yes.
Now Murphy's oil soap. Yeah. That's interesting because I just recently went online.
But that's for synthetic hair, I think.
It is for synthetic hair. Yes. That's for synthetic. That's right. Because I wear synthetic. I don't know what he would do with
natural hair. You're going to use your shampoos and your conditioners. You're not going to use. What Murphy's
oil cleaner.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
That's for synthetic.
Now, see, what I've been
that's for the rat tails that I call a bun.
For the front portion of my hair, because I do like to inherit it down. This one is not tacked down today.
I mean, do you do lace fronts?
I do. Okay. I love lace fronts. I do use Dawn dishwashing liquid because they said it's a good grease fighter.
Sure.
Okay, the best is for your lace front.
Okay.
For the lace, you mean?
Yes.
99% alcohol.
Right. Okay. He does that.
Does that. You do that. You dunk it in with a toothbrush.
Yes.
Ching, 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 ching.
Yes. That's
well.
Another
you know,
good one.
He doesn't rub it though. He pats at it.
Okay.
And it diffuses the glue.
Yes, it does.
And actually, he puts a paper towel.
Matthew?
Puts a paper towel underneath so that the glue ends up on the 99 cents alcohol.
Yeah.
The glue comes off on the paper towel.
See, nice. Bianca gets in with her toothbrush.
Nice. She does.
Yeah. I'm sure it depends on the quality of the lace too. Maybe she wouldn't be as rough with
it. I use that as well. I use that as well, and it's so important, ladies, guys, babies, if y'all listening, to use a scalp protector as well, because I'm so oily.
Are you sensitive?
And I didn't know that the scalp protector was to help to create a layer in between the glue and the bond. Because I'm oily, I would lift way too early. But now
honey,
the scalp protector.
That scalp protector has saved my life.
Yeah.
I've tweeted about this many times. It's the one I have. It's actually called scalp protector.
Yeah.
It's in a little plastic bottle, has a red cap, and it says scalp protector on there.
Oh my goodness. I know which one you have, and that's the one I just ordered from hairdirect.com.
Yes.
It's on my step today, if not tomorrow.
And I got to tell you why I love it, because when before it's glued on, this first of all, I use the scalp protector underneath my tapes. You know, I wear a facelift tape. So I put one here and here, and then what happens is the scalp protector is like a deodorant or an antiperspirant. It makes it so that the sweat glands don't sweat.
Exactly.
So I don't get slippage when I pull that back.
That's amazing.
And then I put the scalp protector also under
the hairline
for of the lace front.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's glued down. And so, and I sweat.
How do you apply it? Is it in like a roll-on? Or
It's you know what? It's like in a little tube, and it's got a felt thing where if you press the
it's like a dabber.
It's a dabber.
Like a bingo stamper.
Absolutely.
It's like a bingo stamper.
And it creates that barrier.
It creates
that's why
a barrier.
You're not getting that sweat.
Yeah. And I sweat. I'm one of them. I'm like the late Sarah Vaughan sweating. Yeah. And so, you know how Whitney Houston used to sweat?
Yes,
that's how
girl.
I sweat. That's
oh
me.
My
cooking
God.
In the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And so the scalp protector is fabulous.
I
get it at Bits and Pieces, Barry Hendrickson's.
Yes, where I used to get my pieces.
Yeah, I get it up there. But you can get it online.
You can probably get it on Amazon, guys.
I do get it at hairdirect.com.
Do you recommend them, Hair Direct?
I really do. Because
what else do you order?
They come out with the newest, most innovative products for glue. I do use Ghost Bond. Then they came out with Ghost Bond XL, and now they have Supreme Ghost Bond. And that's going to give you a 7 to 8 week bond time.
Wow.
Instead of, for what?
For lace.
Instead of mask.
Instead of a one or two. Yeah. A 2 week hold time, not at all. Now you're gonna get that 7 to 8 weeks hold time.
Yeah. I go down to Namie's and get this stuff called K D. the just initials KD151.
Okay.
And it's there, I guess.
Oh my God.
Why are you looking at me
like that?
That's like
some Russian spy shit.
I know, right?
Hey, you are cosmonauts. Like, what are you talking about? Oh my God. So you talk about 7 to 8 week whole time, but you don't, you take them off at night, don't you?
Not if it's on there, girlfriend. If it's in here.
You leave it on.
If it's cured, but you can wash it, work out in it, act like it's your own at that point.
Yeah. Really?
No, yeah. A lot of black girls will wear a lace front for 7 to 8 weeks.
I've
like that.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, girl.
I guess I'm so used to drag queens that you take them off.
You're not
night.
Coming off anymore, girl. That's right. They're staying put. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay.
Well, I know an actress. I'm not going to say her name, but her scalp got burned because
she's black or white.
She's definitely.
Well, come on, you know.
Yeah,
Michelle. Do I really have to answer that question?
Poor baby.
I know.
You know, I was thinking maybe it was something. I don't think she was using a water-based adhesive. Right.
And it has to be water-based or else...
They're safer. The water-based adhesives
like less chemicals.
They'll sit on your face and not seep into your skin.
Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of people just are allergic to things. A lot of people are allergic to latex.
You're right.
Yeah. Latex.
So you've got to be careful.
You do.
You know. But, you know, beauty is such... I love beauty. I love all the... I just... As a kid, I used to love playing in my mother's makeup. And all the mascara and all that stuff. And of course, I still get to do it, you know.
Yeah. But somebody does it for you.
Someone does it for me, exactly.
I'm so in the dark room, Michelle. Maybe you guys
about
can
what?
Help
about
me.
What, love?
Everybody's wearing this powdered red lip, and it looks like a velvet lip, and I don't know what the hell it is.
What red lip?
It looks like velvet.
Well, there's these new liquid lipsticks. I know Anastasia Beverly Hills has the new liquid lipsticks. These liquid lipsticks are the trend right now. Mm-hmm. Jeffree Star has some.
And it's going to dry with a matte finish that looks like velvet?
It does.
Okay. So that's what I've been missing in my lipsticks. Life.
I mean, Michelle, it literally looks like velvet.
It does.
It
looks like so velvet. It's not matte.
Velvet's fuzzy, though.
Yeah, but it's not textured. It's sexy. But it looks like it's velvet. Really soft, like looking at it.
And Anastasia Beverly Hills has that.
And also Jeffree Star has liquid lipsticks. Lipsticks out. Lime Crime. Like, there's a bunch of them that are doing
liquid
lipsticks.
And then it's set with another element?
No, it dries matte.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
Wow. Right. Okay. Right. So is that sell in stores?
Sephora. You can get it online.
Nice.
They're liquid lipsticks. And some of them are called velvet.
Okay. Right.
You know what I mean?
That's the look I've been waiting for all my life.
So what do you do with your old wigs?
The old wigs, I recycle them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I have people that ask me for my hair, and I'll just give them away.
Yeah.
I'm a big giver. Like, I like to give shoes away. I like to give dresses away. If I know, I just wore that yesterday. I'm not going to wear it again because it was televised.
Yep.
So I try to, like, you know, keep my girls happy.
Well, I got to tell you, some of the wigs that I wear on that show, I'm not lying. If I'm lying, I'm flying. Some of the wigs I wear on that show are literally... 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. See, I want to get to that level. What do you do?
But see, this is the thing. They're synthetic. And synthetic hair will stay with you. Some of them have been relaced,
and we
sent them in and they've been refurbished. But for the most part, you know, some of those girls, there's one girl in particular, I call them girls. There's one girl in particular who has literally paid the mortgage on my house.
You have one that's like RuPaul Red Hot.
And the MAC hair, the MAC campaign.
Yeah. She's kind of like the...
She's not butterscotch. She's this weird, yellowy... it's hard to describe it. But she has paid the mortgage on my house for years. Yeah. And I still wear.
But that's the difference between synthetic and human. I know the human hair that I have, it'll dreadlock up.
Yes.
Like, especially if you're whipping around.
Yes.
Just moving.
You're right.
It's like
you're right.
Synthetic hair doesn't do that as much.
Right.
It gets janky.
Yeah.
But nowhere near what human hair
does. Matthew just told me last week we went to lunch. He said, you know, some of the human hair wigs that he had stored away in a closet, silverfish had gotten to him.
Yes.
And that they had eaten that human hair.
Silverfish eat human hair. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Let me keep my panties on.
Yeah.
It's true, girl.
Yes, oh, but, you know, the thing, but he said it was interesting about is that when he took the hair out, it had a really interesting sort of, Japanese weird cut to it.
Comme des garçons. Yeah.
It was this weird avant-garde thing that was kind of fierce.
He probably loved it and will do something.
Oh my gosh, they ate in unison and like gave the hairstyle a new layer. Oh my God, I love that story.
So where do you get XOXO wigs? Online?
You know, honestly, she sends me frontals. She sends me bundles. And I just get them like done by like Nikki Nouveau. She's really good. She's done a couple of my units. These celebrity.
Is it XOXO Virgin Hair?
Yes, it is.
They're on Facebook.
Yes.
It's on Facebook. Yes. But can you,
Stephanie?
Instagram. Stephanie, yes, that's my girl. She just told me she's going to send me some new hair tomorrow.
Can you order them from Facebook?
Yeah, she's got all the information. It's XOXO Virgin Hair on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
And they've got all the information here. So if you follow that, you can go
and get your hair. If you tell her that I sent you, she will give you enough bundles for your own unit.
It's shopxoxohair.com.
Okay. All right.
She's a good girl.
Well, I just love that you've come on here and you've educated us. You've given us the story.
Well, I have to say this, Rue. I used to watch you on the floor in my living room of my grandmother's house when you hosted your show on VH1.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You have the best hair ever. I'm like, okay, when I grow up, that's what I want my hair to look like. That's what I want to sit down and look like. Like, literally, your hair has a life of its own.
Yeah.
We can talk XOX and everybody else's hair, but I don't know what you're doing or who's doing it.
Yeah. It's Matthew, baby.
Like, the best televised hair in the world.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, thank you. Matthew Anderson has been doing my hair and makeup for the past 300 years.
Actually, okay.
He did the show on VH1.
Yeah,
I don't know how many years ago that was.
But even then, like, if you watch it, going back to seeing somebody's posting all these clips of us right now we haven't seen in 100 years.
Yeah.
And seeing, like, I was talking about the fact that we were literally fetuses when we did that show. Not kidding. Yeah. Not kidding. I looked so young and fresh. Like, barely touched.
You still do
them,
girl. No. You really do.
But, like,
you
there really is, like, wow, who is she?
I know.
If she only knew how fucking fierce she was, the world would have been like, look out.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
such a lesson.
It's so funny. It Everybody, listen, you're going to look, young kids, you're going to look back at pictures of yourself as you look today and think, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? Why was I so down on myself, you know? Yeah. And that's something we intellectualize it here, but you have to own it emotionally. But it's I wish everybody could experience that.
But the point is, looking back at it now, your hair has evolved so much with Matthew, but even then, like, the big kind of
gorgeous.
It was just so fun.
His goal was always to see how big could he get it.
Yes!
You know?
And he achieved.
And he really achieved did. It. But he's been doing it. I met him and he started doing it in 92.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the show was 96.
Six and seven.
Yeah.
And eight. 97. We ended it in 98.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's for the hair story. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the show. We've had so much, so informative.
This is so much fun. I have to go.
I know.
Like, this is amazing. So much
it's
fun.
Perfect. No, we love doing it. We love talking to people that we love, and we love
you so much. And I love you guys back so much.
And good luck with the ventures. I know you got a lot of things that you can't talk about right now, and they're big things. So
finally,
you guys keep looking out for Tiffany Pollard. I love New York.
Yes, we do.
Thank
all right,
you.
Michelle.
All right,
until
Rue.
Next time. Bye.
Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? If you can't love yourself, how in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Can I get an amen? And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. If you can't love yourself, how in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Amen.